Audacity. A bloody Independence Day St. Lucia had on Wednesday. I'm Ken Richards, and there's more with the Caribbean News Roundup. A bloody Wednesday Independence Day in St. Lucia.
In the headlines.
More from HTS.
One man mortally wounded in a stabbing incident in Anslery on Independence Day. A man gunned down in Soufre. Marine police arrest shooting suspects also on Independence Day. And four wards of the state escape the confines of the boys' training center. The details in just a moment. Details of News Force News 45 Major for today. I'm Winston Springer Jr. There's a lot to unpack this afternoon. In fact, what a Independence Day. Law enforcement authorities reportedly investigating a stabbing incident in Anslery, which left one man mortally wounded, according to preliminary reports. Now, details are still sketchy. They are still emerging. We don't have the complete picture. But we do know the incident taking place in the village of Anslery on Independence Day. Now, this incident was just one of several unfortunate events which marred Independence Day observances on Wednesday. Now, there's more to unpack. Moving along now, let's head to Soufre. Police confirming that one man, he's dead, another in critical condition after a shooting incident in the town, in fact, on the waterfront Wednesday. Emergency personnel from the Soufre Fire Station responded after receiving the emergency call about 3:40 p.m. on Wednesday afternoon regarding that shooting. According to initial reports, it occurred at the Soufre gas station on the waterfront, where the victims had reportedly pulled up to inflate a motorcycle tire. They were attacked by gunmen. Marine police on Wednesday about 4:40 p.m., that's about an hour later, they would intercept a canoe that was leaving Soufre and arrested several men on board that vessel on suspicion of being involved in the shooting incident at the waterfront. Details on that story. And we're also saving word of a homicide at Sandy Beach in Vieux-Fort. One man, he was gunned down at a mass crowd event at Sandy Beach, Vieux-Fort. We are also working on that story. Our southern correspondent, Desmond Colomo. The Ministry of Equity, Social Justice and Empowerment today confirming the escape of four wards from the Boys Training Center, the BTC. According to preliminary reports, the wards escaped earlier this week, and the police are investigating this incident. Tuesday's escape come against a recent announcement by the Equity, Social and Justice and Empowerment Ministry and also the Minister Joachim Henry of a review of the management, staff and security issues at the BTC. The announcement came after police charged a 15-year-old ward at that facility with the murder of 78-year-old Marcelina Alexis. Mrs. Alexis was a pillar of the nearby Grosley community. Once again, four boys, news breaking today, four boys, four wards of the state escaping, absconding from the Boys Training Center. The weekend was also marred by vehicle accidents. Three people sustaining injuries in one incident after a Toyota bus overturned near the viewpoint in Soufre on Wednesday. Emergency personnel from the Soufre Fire Station, they were called to that scene at about 4:20 p.m. on Wednesday and transported three victims whose condition was listed as critical. They are now at the Soufre Hospital receiving treatment. The injured individuals were later transferred to the OKEU Hospital in Castries. This is News Force, News 45 Major.
St. Lucia's News Force at the helm of having to report on the tragedy, helping put in perspective what was happening and the tragedy that was unfolding on Independence Day in St. Lucia, and one of the worst days so far for the country to have had in St. Lucia for 2023. The Prime Minister for Trinidad and Tobago has tested with COVID for the fourth time. Here's TTT News.
In a post on their Facebook page, the office of the Prime Minister shared that Dr. Rowley tested positive this morning after experiencing mild flu-like symptoms on Wednesday night. The Prime Minister will remain in isolation in keeping with the current COVID-19 protocols. Dr. Ali will continue working from his office at the Prime Minister's residence. He is scheduled to lead the weekly cabinet meeting this morning. Dr. Ali is expected to attend Parliament virtually tomorrow, where he will answer Prime Minister's questions.
Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness promises to revisit the anti-corruption framework in light of the recent Integrity Commission report.
That what has happened has presented Jamaica, the entire Jamaica, with an opportunity to take a serious look at our anti-corruption framework and legislation. And I believe that we are beginning to see emerging this general perspective. This should not be taken in any way that the Jamaican Labour Party and the government that it forms and that I lead is in any way supportive of anything that is corrupt.
No, absolutely not.
I think that there is now an opportunity to make the legislation more precise.
In Grenada, salary increases for teachers and other workers in the country are being looked at the moment. Here's GBN News.
Bartholomew says he feels it's necessary to clear the air in light of grumblings in some quarters about the issue of salary increases for this year. He explains that salary negotiations for 2023 are continuing with the government's negotiating team.
PW and TAU are negotiating on their own. They never accepted the 4% for 2023, just as the Grenada Union of Teachers. We have a negotiating team. We have a national executive. We met and we decided that we're not going to, at least in principle, accept the 4%, and we're going to fight in our negotiation to see if we can get more. There is no movement as yet to the 2023 in terms of the 4%. 2024 and 2025, there have been movement there. The government started making some movements upwards. I would not say what it is, but at least we are waiting another engagement with the government negotiating team this week, and let's see what would happen.
The GUT president says there's one stumbling block. It stems from the agreement signed by the Royal Grenada Police Force and the Richmond Hill Prison with the previous New National Party administration.
Police and prison officers signing to this agreement with the previous administration, unknown to us, is creating probably one of the most difficult situations that we are experiencing. And so they did that unknown to us. And usually the Grenada Union of Teachers and the other unions take the leading role in negotiations. But however, there is an agreement in principle with various unions that if another unions negotiate and get something better, all the other unions will come up to. And that's the reason why we are negotiating. So the government have started to move upwards 2024 and 2025.
Mr. Bartholomew has been nominated unopposed to lead the Grenada Union of Teachers for yet another term. For GBN News, I'm Nisha Paul.
Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness promises to revisit the anti-corruption framework in light of the recent Integrity Commission report.
That what has happened has presented Jamaica, the entire Jamaica, with an opportunity to take a serious look at our anti-corruption framework and legislation. And I believe that we are beginning to see emerging this general perspective. This should not be taken in any way that the Jamaica Labour Party and the government that it forms and that I lead is in any way supportive of anything that is corrupt.
No, absolutely not.
I think that there is now an opportunity to make the legislation more precise.
American Airlines has issued an apology to Prime Minister Ralph Gonsalves and his Trinidadian counterpart Keith Rowley over an incident over Guyana's Chedi-Jegan International Airport. The leaders, who were leaving Guyana after attending the opening of the International Energy Conference, were heading to the Bahamas for the 44th CARICOM Heads of Government meeting and were reportedly forced to leave the VIP section of the airport. Here is SGVTV News in Kingstown.
So Rowley and I were inside of the VIP lounge.
early this morning, early the particular morning, Wednesday morning, I think it was. But we were going to Miami and then to Bahamas. And the chief of protocol came and said that the people who are doing the check-in at AA requested that we come there so that they could identify the face to the passport now.
Yes.
That's what I understand. So I said, fine, Keith, let's go. We spent about, we stood up about maybe 8 feet away from the counter. We didn't check in ourselves. The other protocol people checking us in. And then I was told, well, Keith and I were told, well, they finished checking us in. And I just raised my hand to one of the ladies at the counter and said, thank you very much, ma'am. And I went back. The only inconvenience for me is that I was drinking a cup of black coffee early in that morning. That by the time I got back, it was cool, and I just had to get another one. I understand the government of Guyana has some problems there because of how AA is behaving, but I could understand the government of Guyana raising it from the standpoint as to how heads of government may be treated or whoever. I don't know the whole history. I understand there's something there.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup. I'm Ken Richards.